on RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at Cranbourne tonight, and we are honoured to have the company of Clint Hutchison, who has answered an SOS because Mark Hunter, one best bet, which I can guarantee is we'll never fly Jetstar again with the text messages he has sent me following the delay in getting to Sydney this morning. How are you, Hutchie?
I'm going better than Mark by the sound of it. It is frustrating, isn't it, when you get those delays and all that malarkey. But anyway, we're filling in. Hopefully we can find a few.
Not as frustrating for you when you're up in A1 usually, so... we hopefully will all be able to fly A1 after tonight at Cranbourne. Are you confident?
Look, it's a nice meeting. I mean, there's a couple of the maidens early, actually. There's some horses resuming that look like they've got some potential. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a little bit of confidence around it. A couple of races there where there's a race or two worth betting around the favourite as well, which is always appealing.
All right, let's whip through it. Penman is the favourite in the first, and it's only a smallish field. Take out 3 and 7, $2.60. Free Willied is at $2.90, and Trietto is the other one in the market at $3.10.
Yeah, that's gelded Penman, and look, I thought his jump outs were pretty good, Michael. The form around that race at Moe, where he ran second, at River Noir's worked out really well. There's three winners out of that race. I know he was well beaten when he beat the favourite there, but I thought 270 didn't seem too bad a price. Triotto's always been short-ish in the market and just never really a winning factor at Yarra Valley last start, but probably depends on how he jumps as well. And he's sort of knocking on the door, being placed 4 or 6. He does have that race fitness on his side. But I thought Penman would be the one to beat. Triotto looks an obvious danger. And a bit of a gap, I thought, to the third elect in the market now with obviously a scratching, but Free Willy was pretty good and has had some good support following that debut, of course, which was at Pakenham. And that was behind Clock Strikes, of course, which is, I think, first and ninth out of that race. They've all come out and won. I mean, Clock Strikes might have run for Robbie Griffiths and Matt de Kock during the week.
Okay, so on top, your numbers in the first?
Yeah, my numbers are 2-1. I've got the 6 and through scratchings now, 5 has got a Guernsey. 2-1, 6-5.
Two to win the first at Cranbourne. Race number two. This is over 1,000 metres for the two-year-olds. Take out 1, 8, 10 and 11. Artistica is the 250 favourite on debut ahead of Chaucy at $4.80. Hutchie?
Very interesting runner. This will be a good maiden, I think, going forward. She's a daughter of trapeze artist. She won her last two jump outs, Artistica, and she looks very raw. I think she's one of those hard ones to gauge in terms of how well she's going or how much she's got to offer, because she seems to be doing it very effortlessly in her work, and I think that's always a good sign. I love the fact as well, when they draw gate one, when they're, you know, sort of going around a bend at a track like Cranbourne, it just gives them the opportunity to, if they do step a touch slow, to have the guidance of the rail, and I think it helps them a lot. So she'd showed enough. I wasn't with her originally. I was with one that got scratched from the Griffiths to Cox team and never let me go, but that's one to put down in your black book. I think that'll be winning wherever it goes. But Artistica ends up on top, and I think deserves to be favourite. That said, Ben Brisbane's Shorzy's worked well. Another one that jumped out nicely. Gate 10's not ideal, but you know, I think it's definitely going to be winning a race, and have scratched from a couple of other races to try this one out. Heuristics also in the game in that event as well, and that's number 4, has a benefit of a run back this preparation, and should go pretty well. And I think outside of that, it's pretty open, but I would have just slid in number 2, Circinus. So that's the way we'll go in the second event, 7 on top, Artistica.
All right, 7 on top, the debutante in the second, race 3. Over the 1,000, Torin Luca is the favourite for Luke Oliver at $2.50. Exceed the Dream, $5. And the scratching is number 1, Art Critic.
Might be on the wrong tram here, but I'm going with a stablemate, actually, from the Luke Oliver yard. I thought Keitani's run at Werribee last preparation was pretty good. I thought it was a beaten 0.3 of a length behind Beefeaters. Really good. Hit the line, I thought, really nicely. Overall, the race didn't rate anything super special, but she's been given a bit of time. And I thought her recent jump out, she came through it pretty well. So, you know, there's a bit of a gap between the two stablemates. And the stablemate, Torin Luca, has obviously jumped out and worked well. The market support seems to be there at 250, but doesn't have that race experience and draws a little trickier in gate eight as well. So I just think at the relative prices, I was happy to go with the one that had the experience in Caitani, and I thought that was one of the better bets on the card. Obviously, Torin Luca looks a nice prospect. Outside of that, Fighting Tsunami, the six, is coming back for its second preparation. It's won a couple of jump outs. Good work. Looks like it's going pretty well and showed a bit in that first preparation with a run behind Wee Nessie and then followed it up with a nice effort at Bansdale. So this is a tougher race, but the work's been pretty good. So I thought that galloper could run okay. And that the four, which I'm hoping is still in, I'm just sort of going through some of these scratchings to make sure they're still in. An interesting runner as well with Equivocal, because she ran in the English two-year-old, obviously, and then nice performance. And they threw in the chairman's at the next preparation, and she ran behind 7-8, never a factor. Pulled up shin sort of third. So it hasn't been playing sailing. The jump out was good, and there's clearly something to work with. So numbers in the third race were 7, 10, 6, and 4, but I think it's a nice price about Caitani.
Yeah, 7, 10, 6, and 4. $652 you can get there. Race number 4 over 1,500. In this race, scratch number 7, Segura Bay is at $2.70, and Affair of Savoir is at $3.10. So who do you like in this one?
Yeah, I thought the market got it wrong early. I thought the favourite, which is still the favourite, Segura Bay, just seemed a little bit short to me. It was a nice debut. Seemed like probably the 1,200 was just a bit sharp, and Graham Beck's swiftly moved him up to 1,500 as his second career start. Look, he closed off well. He never really looked like winning, and there was market support for him. But it's almost a case in point with Affair of Savoir, number 8 for the First Light Racing team, and obviously trained by Kiramai and Dave Eustace. I thought the effort at packing him over 1,400 was quite similar, and it was $5. I see it's coming for some good support from earlier today. And just at the relative prices, probably the map, the race, bit more race experience and fitness. I thought I was happy to be with the 8 Affair of Savoir. I don't even know how to pronounce that. It is a mouthful, isn't it? Good luck. Who's calling tonight?
Yeah, Adam O. So he's very
Adam O. Good luck, Adam. Well, he's pretty good in the French department, isn't he?
Yeah,
but
outside of that,
Michael, I'll tell you, there's a good longer price for him in the field. I'm just noting now that the shortener's Prince of Cairo is, I'm not surprised, shortened in the market a fair bit. It was never a factor third up over 1,100, but they went very slow, and just the race got away from Prince of Cairo. But sharply up in trip here. He'll be working home all right. He's been backed at a long price into $11. I thought he could run well. And Wanda's Outlaw, I'm not sure what that was last start when shifting ground abruptly at Pakenham and losing Aaron Lynch, who thankfully was okay after the race. But it was a bizarre incident. But prior to that, Wanda, well, she'd been pretty well behaved and showing a bit of potential, so she might run all right. So 8, 5, 3, and 11 in the fourth, but was happy to bet all take on Segura Bay.
Very good. First leg of the Quaddies, race 5. Scratching is 1. Let's Be Frankie's been well backed into $2.30. Let Fly, $3.60. And Miss Tarzi is at $5.50. So could this be a skinny start to the Quaddie?
I think it could be. I mean, Let's Be Frankie really does stand out. I know she's got form over further. Of course, she went fourth in the Ethereal, and what was she beaten? About 3.5 lengths, same sort of margin in the Wakeful. I mean, it's easily the best form of any runner in this race. And I know she is resuming, and I know it's a mile, but they put the blinkers on her in a recent trial, and she was sharp enough. And we have seen her, of course, at a lower level win earlier last preparation at Sale at 1,400. So I don't see it being an issue for her. She was very sharp in the jump out. She looks the best of the night to me at Cranbourne. I thought her form really stood out. You're probably banking on whether or not she'll be fit enough. Well, she could probably be 90-95% and still take a bit of beating here. So, yeah, I was pretty keen on her. Let Flies won 2 runs this preparation, really going well, and obviously looks a decent champion. There's a fair bit of credit to her win last time too. She really knuckled down and fought it out well. In a smaller field, I thought it was much of a muchness with the rest, but Miss Tarzi sort of going to appreciate, I think, up in trip a little bit. And outside of that, probably Lady in the Sky's got some claims as well. But keen on the 3 to beat 2, 6, and 5.
Keen on the three in the first leg of the quaddie race. Number six is a 64 over 2,025 metres. 11 is the scratching. Jennifer Wish 360, Hopkins 370, and Luna 2,480 are the top three.
I'm taking the chance in this race, Michael, that you know, the distance, the rise for Jennifer Wish up to 2,000 metres won't be a problem. It could be. I'm not sort of completely sold on it, but what I am sold on is that her form is superior to, I think her recent form is superior to what a lot of the horses that she's running against. She ran a stronger race at the Valley last start. I know she was she ran 8-15, but she was only beaten just over two lengths. She didn't have a lot of room late, and I think this is an easier test for her. But like I said, I'm not 100% sold that the 2,000 will be all right. So she's probably short enough from that point of view. Of course, it is going well and won't be a problem over the trip is Yulara for Amy and Ashiagi, just absolutely flying. I know it's up in grade, but it was a good win at Kilmore last start. In fact, that was the scene of the last two victories, and where that horse is going and the stable, I'm sure Yulara will run another good race. Luna 2 is coming up at a similar sort of opposition, 58 grade, but and finished behind Yulara a couple of but anyway, and the pace probably did really suit Luna 2, who's a bit frustrating in his career, hasn't he? He keeps finding races and ways to get beaten, but I think the ability is there. And then number six, Hopkins, who's on the back up, racing pretty well, and now that run over 2,000 might suit. Not a confident race, but I'm taking the chance that Jennifer Wish will like the 2,000. I think she's got the best form. 3-1-7-6.
3-1-7-6. The second last is over 1,200. Scratchings here are 4-10, 13, 14, 15. Pretty Tavvy is the 3.20 favourite ahead of Big Watch at 4.80.
This is a race I reckon that we can find a little bit of value with the clap at the top. I thought that this is a horse that he just goes really well fresh. I know there's a bit of a gap between runs for him, but like the way that he's been prepared leading into this run, his jump outs have been good. He goes well fresh. It's his right sort of distance range. I think they know him pretty well, and I've liked the way he's going. I think it's a winnable race for him, and he's drawn in gate four, and he's a horse sort of horse that could probably, you know, just get the right run no matter how the track's playing. So I was pretty keen to be with him each way at a reasonable price. He's 750 now. He's double figures yesterday. I haven't seen how many. Looks like there's been quite a few scratchings, so that might have just been through scratchings. But I still think he's a good chance in an open race. Outside of that, well, pretty hard to not Pretty Tavvy. Pretty Tavvy's sort of one of those runners that's had an excuse or two lately, went to the Valley last start, got eyeballed the whole way, beaten favourite two starts, it's got to be, so well in commission again. Makes her own luck. Third round of preparation now, so she's not going to have too many excuses, I think, tonight, and she'll get her opportunity, and she may well be able to score. Beneficio is another one that's really racing very well, Michael, and in the game, and then probably Star Tide, the 12, who's I thought the market would be a bit of a leader with that horse, who was pulled up lone first up, but capable of better. So another race that's pretty open, but I was happy to be with the one on top of 9 and 12.
All right, the one on top, and we'll quickly rip through the last Hutchie, and the favourite is Fasuto at $2.25, take out 4, 7 and 10.
Hopefully he can sort of bounce back from that Flemington run. He was just a little bit plain late, but it was a much stronger run. I think he can win. That said, there's a couple of interesting runners. Bonjour, the goal is a horse resuming. It's jumped out well. Another one that's jumped out well is Sun Tzu, number five, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was any market support for that horse that could run well. And another one that can improve is the 11, My Harkuni, Coney, I should say. But I'm with Fasuto without a great deal of confidence. It's probably the right price, so 3, 2, 5, and 11.
3, 2, 5, 11. Your best bets?
My best bets on the card. Well, I did mention earlier in the night that, of course, the blinkers being applied to the galloper that is resuming. And for the, give us the top 10. Was it race 3? Or was it a little bit later than that? Sorry, race 5, number 3, I should say.
Race.
Let's be frank, baby. And I like Kaitani for Luke Oliver at 650. Those are the two main plays, Michael.
Hutchie, you've been a legend jumping in to help out Mark Hunter. I'll see you early tomorrow morning. You enjoy your Friday night at Cranbourne, and good punting.
No worries, Michael. Thank you.